Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy, Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com, joins us now. Mark, they say James Wood doesn't pull the ball. And in fact, in fair territory in the air, he hadn't until yesterday. And then he hit an 8,000-foot home run. About time, huh?
Yeah, about time. It was pretty stunning that he had not pulled a single ball in the air yet. And then sure enough, when he does, he hits it, 500 feet and off the second deck. So you knew it was in there. And, I don't look at it as a bad thing. I view it as this guy can drive the ball to the opposite field as well as anybody. And the fact that he can do that at such a young age and know that, hey, there's still the ability to pull the ball just when he gets a pitch in the right location. It reminds me of Juan Soto. I mean, that was Soto's calling card to be able to hit the ball the other way like that. So as long as it's not changing his swing, and I don't think it is, I think it's fine. And he proved to everybody yesterday that he does have that in his back pocket when the situation calls for it.
And he always did it in the minors, which is why I wasn't bothered about it at all. It's not like this is a long time, many year thing. This had just kind of been the sample over 150 or so at bats in the big leagues. But to your point, Soto, Judge, Trout, a lot of the great home run hitters earlier in their career, most of their early home runs were to the opposite field. And with some of those guys, it even became a storyline that they didn't pull home runs in the early going. So I'm not worried either. I actually view it as he's hitting over 280 with an 830 ops, and he's got like a 120 OPS plus, basically playing at a pretty elite level offensively as a rookie without having pulled the ball. It makes me think, oh my goodness, when he really does start doing that, everybody's in big, big trouble.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. You've seen to this point, pitchers already from the beginning, they have been very tentative with him. It's a lot of stuff, slow stuff away, breaking down outer corner or even beyond. And so it's not like he's been getting a lot of stuff that he could turn on. Well, once they realize, as they probably already have, that he can handle that stuff on the outer corner, well, all of a sudden they do come in on him, and now look what he can do there. So there's very little not to be excited about so far with him from an offensive standpoint. He's got the approach. He had that week or two early on where he was starting to chase a little bit, but I feel like he's put that behind him. He's been a lot better in that regard, takes his walks when he can, and still hitting the ball really hard no matter where the ball ends up going.
I'm a big Davey Martinez fan, like everybody else is around here, right? I think there's so much good on the whole. I think it's been a very positive experience having him as the manager. If I had a complaint, it would be some of these base running mistakes are sort of, whether the mental errors in the field, like I'm thinking of that hard bunt that Tanya didn't come in and field the other day. These things seem to like be persistent across multiple players over the years, and the cleanup doesn't happen. The kind of things that would get you benched in a high school game or screamed at in a college game, et cetera, they're still kind of happening at the major league levels. C.J. Abrams gets picked off yesterday. They end up winning the game, which is great, and he has three steals, but please don't get picked off when James Wood is up. That sort of stuff seems to persist. Just I want your thoughts on that.
I don't disagree with you on that. These have been recurring issues. And it's not just like the current group, but it happened several years back with different kinds of players. I mean, look at basically got Victor Robles run out of town for the lack of fundamentals and continuing to make the same mistakes over and over. And what you hear from Davey when it happens is, well, we need to talk to him about that. We need to remind him of that, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's great. But where is the improvement? What are those conversations like? What reasons are the players being given or feeling to say, well, I've got to clean that up. I can't do that again. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know if you need to be stricter. You need to bench a guy if he makes a mistake or something like that. I don't think that's Davey's style necessarily. But for as good, especially in the first month and a half of the season, as good as they ran the bases talking about, they're record-setting stolen bases, they've been not good at all at it since. Their success rate is really not good. Other teams have picked up on it. they take advantage of it, and we haven't seen the adjustment necessarily. Now, is it because it's a young, inexperienced team? And I'll give you a little bit of that, but some of these guys have been doing it long enough that it should not be a factor. And so, yeah, I do think it's something that has to be cleaned up. I wish I knew the answer for how you do that, but it has been a consistent theme, not just this year, but going on for a while now.
Yeah, to your point, I think they were caught in the month of June more than they actually stole, which is unheard of in today's game. What's going on with Cade Cavalli? Do we get to see him play professional baseball this year?
Oof. Well, he did pitch some minor league games. I guess that's technically professional, right? He's down in Florida again and started up the throwing program again after multiple delays and starts and stops again. It's been really hard to figure out what exactly is going on here. He had a period that they described as dead arm, which is not uncommon, but it shouldn't necessarily be something that drags it out this long. At this point, even in a best case scenario, if he comes back to pitch in the big leagues, it's going to be right at the end and probably minimal amount. And it just feels like a wasted season. That's not his fault. It's nobody's fault. Sometimes you come back from Tommy John surgery and it's not the same 12 to 14 months that a lot of guys have. The problem is this really was supposed to be a year, not just for him to show that he was healthy, but to start showing who he is as a big league pitcher. And we're now, you know, well into his career. He's going to have another full year of service time. He's made one big league start. I don't think anybody can say with any authority that they know what he is or how he fits into the plan moving forward. Is he a frontline number one guy? Maybe, but we just haven't seen it. We haven't seen him enough to know that answer. And so I feel like we're going to go into the offseason with the same questions about it. And maybe he's 100% next year and he takes off. But I can't say that. I don't think anybody can truly say that right now.
Mark, thank you. Great having you on the Blitz.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Be good, buddy.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.